Hey everyone, welcome back. I've just been thinking a lot about the current state of animation right now, especially in the animation industry, I guess, like more high-level animation, I guess you could say, which is not the best way of describing it, but you know, like the most well-known animation studios like Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks, Sony Animation, Illumination. Netflix Animation has been coming out with a lot of new cool things and stuff, and Warner Brothers Animation and stuff like that. So there's all these companies, and a lot of them have been pushing out a lot of content and movies that are very just kind of, they feel tired. Like they don't feel like there's a lot of passion put into them. I just made a video about Elio on my main channel. And I was just thinking about how it's interesting, especially with Disney, they're rebooting a lot of these movies, but they're not rebooting the ones that people really want, like Atlantis and Treasure Planet and stuff. There's a lot of safety that people are looking for, and knowing that, hey, this project is going to make me money, or it's going to be successful, it's gonna get us more notice or whatever. We're gonna be able to make a profit from this. And that's been kind of more of the focus. And it's sad, really, because like Walt Disney, he said once that he doesn't make movies so he can make money. He has money and makes money so that he can make movies. And that it's often to create an awesome output, you need to have some capital or some type of money in order to support that. But it's been really cool to see indie animation studios doing like freelance, not freelance, Kickstarters and things like that, and to be able to support their own projects and to see creators like story artists and stuff creating comic books and web comics and things like that. So making your own content. And I feel like that's where things are kind of going at this time, is creating your own content and kind of that indie creation of animation, also with video games, but especially with animation. There's a lot of cool things that can be done in these little small teams that are popping up. And it just reminds me of things like with the Dream SMP and like just a group of friends starting out and limiting like the visual aspect of things to just within Minecraft, with the amazing storytelling and drama and fan base that they were able to still create. It's pretty amazing. And also just kind of with even my own YouTube channel, like having a group of people, the past YouTube channel I was on, where it's a group of people doing video game YouTube channel stuff, we were able to reach a lot of people. And there's so much potential within the indie or independent animation space that I think is not being fully grasped or taken hold of. And I think one of the big things is, and I'm still trying to figure out the best way to accomplish this, but the idea that you don't want to work on a project for free, but you're willing to work on your own projects for free, like in your own free time and stuff. And I think if people who are all looking for work right now came together and made projects that will help to grow their portfolio, help to grow their skills and like sharpen those skills and hone those skills, practicing things like storyboarding and writing a script and animation, that they would be able to accomplish a lot of great things. It's like easier said than done. Because I've started this a little bit and reaching out to people and stuff, and it can be tough in communicating and staying motivated, but I think that there is a great potential in that, and still trying to figure it out. But for me, the biggest things has been the idea of creating stories that mean something to you, and that in turn mean something to others, and that are going to make a difference in the long run. And there's been these in the popular media, I guess, like stories like Avatar: The Last Airbender and the Dragon Prince, and Voltron actually had like this big following and stuff for a while. And you can see the creators and the animators and the artists and the storytellers, their love for the craft coming through in that animation, in that story. But then there's the polar opposite of that, where you're creating animation just kind of becomes content. It becomes this product. It's just kind of this highly refined, polished thing that has no life or meaning to it. Even if a lot of people have put work into it, it just kind of doesn't come across as a real story or as real characters. And it lacks that humanity that so many amazing animated movies and even shows have shown that you can accomplish. And for me, the biggest thing that I've been trying to focus on is putting myself into my work, my own stories into my work, things about like growing up playing games with my friends or being a part of scouting, spending a lot of time in the woods, going camping, involving those things in the story, because they're things that I can relate to and things that people that were a part of that can relate to, but also just anyone can relate to in some way. And I think Studio Ghibli does this really well in just focusing on making the ordinary extraordinary and having those moments of pause and those moments of peace within a film can make that film so much more meaningful, where it's not just like tons of stuff flying at you super fast, but it has gives you time to breathe. The film gives you time to breathe and to think and to understand this story, and it doesn't treat you like you're not intelligent. It helps you to think and solve things that are going on in the story. It doesn't just spoon feed you everything. You're able to think, and some things are a little mysterious, but you're able to figure that out and become much better through it. Like Across the Spider-Verse did this really well, and just being able to create story characters that are complex and that maybe you don't understand at all times, but you come to understand them better throughout the whole film. And there's just so many great things that can be done with this. And I think a lot of it comes in the indie animation scene and that's in the animation space. So I want to dive deeper into that. I'm still trying to figure out the best ways to do that. Thought about maybe doing some things in Blender and, but yeah, we'll see where that goes. This is kind of just an update about that. That's kind of something I've been thinking about, and I think something that could use some thought. And I think it's important that you don't just all just jump aboard that space and kind of bandwagon, just dump whatever into there, because that's kind of what's happened with mainstream animation. So I think it's important that you're putting in that time and that effort and that love into the story, and that's gonna make all the difference. Anytime, anyway, I'll see you guys next time. Peace, love, and ramen.